Welcome to the intersection of personal and professional development. This is Audio Motivation. Hi folks, it's Andy O'Brien again for Audio Motivation. Today we are with expert direct response marketer Dustin Matthews, known for his unique ability to transform businesses and brands, and he's the co-author of the No BS Guide to Powerful Presentations with Dan Kennedy. He runs Speaking Empire, a disruptive company in the leadership training and education space. So, and we're just so excited to have you on here, Dustin. Welcome.
Andy, I'm fired up. Thanks for having me here.
I want to jump right into what you're doing in Speaking Empire, because it's really inspiring what you're doing for folks in there. Why do you think, though, people have such a hard time figuring out their unique message? You would think it would be easy for most people to come up with it, but it's tough.
Well, you know, I'll first take a step back. Even before getting into your message, there's that fear of speaking. And I definitely was one of those guys coming out of school. I became so motivated to not get up in front of others or be on a podcast or be in the spotlight, really. And then I found a way to do it. And I found a way that it would benefit me in growing my business and growing myself personally, that I was sold essentially on, not only getting up in front of others, but, sharing with people that, listen, it's not the easiest thing to do, especially when you're first getting started, but it's the thing that's most powerful. And so if you're starting a business or, in network marketing, the easiest thing to do is to get up in front of others in terms of getting business. You could learn a Facebook strategy, you could try blogging, but gosh, there are so many opportunities just to, be real and just speak to people and share your message that it can make a big difference. So I think the big thing is fear first, Andy.
It's a leap of faith, isn't it? I mean, it seems like once you get it, get that first one under your belt, the rest of the presentations come easier. I know that's what happened with me. And especially with doing online video, which everybody, it seems like so many people still, after all these years, have a hard time coming to terms with getting their face out there online, right?
Yeah, Andy, I mean, I absolutely fought this. Like in school, I had to take public speaking, but I became so motivated to get out of this class. I think I did more work than actually taking the class itself. And I found a loophole to get out of it. And I think it's funny because I was forced to do it. There was no getting out of this one. And so I was working with a company and my boss essentially said, listen, you need to cover for me or you're not going to have a job here. And I said, okay, I got to do it. And, I have a baby face, although it's slowly fading. But, when I did this 10, 12 years ago, the biggest fear in my head is no one's going to take me seriously because I must have looked like 16 and there were people triple my age in the audience. But what I found is if you have a message or you have a solution, really, if you have a solution to someone's pain and they do have a pain, they don't care what color you are. They don't care what your race is. They don't care how great of a speaker you are. It's like if people really are struggling and if you know someone in your family that may have had a health issue or if you have a health issue, gosh, you're in so much pain in some of these cases that you'll listen to anybody or anything to find a solution. And so that's what I recognized. And so again, I know it's fearful for some people to get out and want to do it, but it is a great way to develop yourself, spread a message, a movement, and grow a business all at the same time.
Awesome. So let's say they have taken that leap of faith and they're ready to do it, but still, I've always found that preparation, if you're not prepared, the anxiety is just going to build up naturally. You know what I mean? It's like, so how do you get, what are some of the critical elements of getting prepared for your first presentation, let's say?
Absolutely. Well, I will say this, Andy, because I know, where some people are just starting off is, getting the opportunity to speak. So if someone asks you and you were as deathly afraid as I am, just say yes. Just say yes and don't worry about it. Just say yes, I'll take the opportunity or I'll be up on the stage. And then that'll give you a deadline. And so what I found in life is oftentimes things don't happen without some sort of deadline, whether self-imposed or an event. And so I know that will put you maybe in a little discomfort. And so what you're saying is spot on. Preparation is now key. And so don't do what most people do and wait till the night before, because if you do that, to write your message or think about it, you'll get that stress, you know, from sitting at the computer, you know, it's late at night and you've got that pain in the back of your shoulder, that sharp pain. Don't do that, right? Like, don't put yourself through that, but start prepping. And Andy, what I say is nowadays we have so many tools to make this easier, and we can get on podcasts, we can practice with people virtually, we can do Periscopes, we can do Facebook Live. And so start practicing. And I kind of equate it this way, Andy. You know, my favorite comedian, Chris Rock, you know, before he actually does HBO or goes on a world tour, what he'll do is he'll go to some dive comedy club and try out material. And so just like you say, practice, you know, get on a podcast, have people interview you and try some material. You may fall flat, but you know what? You keep going and you keep practicing, and it becomes easier as you just keep practicing the message.
Beautiful. So I want to pivot a little bit to branding and messaging of you know, your unique niche and you know, what a person is all about. How do they tap into that if they're not sure? I mean, it took me a while to realize what my passion was and how to harness that from a business perspective. So how do people like get that? I mean, what is it, a thunderbolt? I mean, what happens? You know, I mean, do they wake up one night in a cold sweat, or you know, what is it? Is it an evolution? What have you found it to be?
It's really about clarity and practice. You know, Andy, what you say, you know, some people say, you know, they've heard, oh, practice, or get out there and do it. And, you know, that sounds so, you know, they've heard that so many times, but it's truly the answer. And what I mean by that is when you're out there and, you know, before we had all the cool social media tools and technology we had, you know, like the only way to really do it was to go out to the marketplace or go to, you know, meetings and practice our message or start talking to people. But now we can do so much. And so you have to get out there and you have to put something out to the world, and you don't worry about it being perfect. You know, here's the reality. You know, when I started this, I don't know now, 12 years ago, I'm sure I was probably like a doofus. I probably said the wrong things. You know, I wasn't as well educated as I am now. But, you know, the thing is if I had never started, if I never had come with my good intention and my passion of like trying to help others and working with people to be better, then I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And so I think so many people are afraid of looking bad, and not to say that you should just show up sloppily, but you just have to get started. And so the real clarity comes from you taking your message. And so let me give you something practical. Let's just say you're getting started and you read some books, you listen to Andy, you know, his podcasts and interviews series, and you're going to pick up some commonalities and themes that you talk about and some of your guests talk about. Well, what I want people to do is put that into a 3-4-5-step process of success. And so at the end of the day, everyone else can teach other people how to be successful in something, whether it's what not to do, right? Or whether it's what to do, right? You can be a reporter, if you will. And what I want you to do is brand it. Come up with a name. Call it the Andy O'Brien method for success. And so now that instantly makes you different than anyone out there for teaching on success, because, you know, a lot of people say, well, it makes you different. And it's through that process that you may come up with a different name, you may come up with different steps, but start with something and start sharing it and have the people, your audience, give you feedback on it.
Boy, you know, you've touched upon something really powerful. I mean, everyone seems to have a key to success, quote unquote, but mm-hmm. Nobody knows your key to success. And that's what, you know, it's nice to be able to customize that to your own upbringing and beliefs and core message. And that's why there's really no competition out there, no matter, even if it's the same topic, that everyone has their own unique take on it. So, you know, when you mentioned, you know, Andy O'Brien's key to success, it could be anybody, you know, in their own keys based on their own way of thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing is, you know, people are going to resonate with different people. They're going to hear the story. And heck, you may have a mentor that, you know, said the same thing to you 16 times, but it was that 17th time on that day because something happened and it really hit you. And so you do want to share the methodology for success. And if you are saying, well, why should someone listen to me? Well, it's because they're going to resonate with your story. Even though you may say the same thing, they're going to resonate with your story. And I would challenge you that you start with something, and it may look very similar to someone else's, but then you start to relate your story, whether it's your own personal stories or clients that you may meet, and you start to go deeper with some of the points and really explain it and give it a point of view. And, you know, a lot of a lot of people say there's nothing new under the sun, and I agree with that. What is new is how you relate to it or how your audience relates to it. And again, you know, if you think about the stuff you learned in school, the reason why a lot of it didn't stick is because there was no emotional story. There was no real thing to help you internalize it. And so really, that's what we have the opportunity as business owners, network marketers, entrepreneurs, we have that opportunity to do.
Oh, man, that's awesome. So I want you to kind of take me behind the scenes here of Speaking Empire, because I looking at speakingempire.com, it's a really exciting place to go as a business owner. When I go there, you know, I see the footage right at the top of actual events that you've had. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you've got the three options they can do: enhance my presentation, improve my delivery, upgrade my marketing. And then you've got video testimonials. Can you kind of take me into one of your events and just kind of talk about, you know, some of the people who have attended and what they've gotten out of it? Because it's amazing. I went to one, like I said to you a few minutes ago, that, you know, I've been to one of your events and it was mind-blowing. I mean, it's just so much fun and educational and inspiring. So I want you to possibly share some of that with folks.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's three big points that come to mind now. And so the first one is, you know, we believe, like, we have a philosophy of success, and it's that in life, you really need three things in business life, although you could translate it to personal life as well. You really need three things, and that is you need a presentation or a message, right? So you have to have a signature talk or a product or service that you're known for with a message. And so that's number one. Number two is it's a great thing to have a message, but you got to know how to deliver it, and whether you deliver it on a stage, one-to-one, or video or Facebook Live or virtual reality when that comes up. You got to know how to deliver the message so you don't sound monotone, so that people pay attention. And you know, some examples are you lower your voice and you move your hands if you're on stage and all these sorts of different things. And then finally is, you know, you can have, my partner says, the cure. However, if you don't have a way to distribute it via marketing, getting eyeballs on it or getting it in front of others, you really have a challenge. And so the last thing you need is marketing. And so you need to understand how to promote the message or promote yourself or promote your message. And so we built a whole event and a business around those three core components. And what we recognized is, you know, no one really needs another seminar, but what they need are resources to go out and execute. So Speaking Empire built a whole business around workshops, having people come to our event where we introduce them to this concept, the three, and then say, listen, if you want to go further in each one with our team helping you, looking over your shoulder to write a message, to write your marketing, to practice delivery with you, then come down. And so that, Andy, came from an idea that we had. We went out to the marketplace, we sold something, people gave us feedback because it wasn't perfect, but they still got value. And then we kept refining along the way. And so Speaking Empire has taken this core concept, created workshops, and we've had people come through, such as Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank. We've worked with Robert Allen, who's a New York Times bestselling author, Dave Seymour from Flipping Boston, Than Merrill, and on, lots of different folks from different niches, people that you know on TV, and then people you've never heard about that are quietly making a killing or making a difference, however, whichever word resonates with you. Some people are really doing well in little niches that you would never know, and you'll never hear about them because, you know, they quietly like to make money that way. And so no matter what your message or your niche is or where you're at, there is a way to get it out, and Speaking Empire can help, or our resources can do the same as well.
You know, what's cool and what really impressed me about you guys is I still, after, you know, 5 years ago I went to the event, I still get postcards, and the fact that you are into direct mail is really cool.
Yeah, I'm old school. You know, I recently wrote a book with my mentor, Dan Kennedy, called The No BS Guide to Powerful Presentations. And it was, gosh, that's 2017 right now. So it was 11 years ago. No, it was longer than 11 years ago, 13 years ago, that I came across one of his books called The Ultimate Sales Letter. And so I put words on paper and we sent out envelopes, direct mail, old school envelopes, when I was first getting started. And we got response, and it blew my mind that we can put words on paper or into a microphone now or in a Facebook Live, and we can get people to do things. I had never done this before. I never sold anything. I'd never done marketing or business in school. And so I became fascinated. And so even though we have all these cool, fancy tools nowadays, old school still works. So we still send out postcards. We do podcasts. We do Facebook ads. We do live events. And so we do it all.
That's great. And this is a good segue from old school into what you see in 2018, you know, in terms of, you know, trends with presentations and speaking, and what do you see as like the next thing coming around the corner that we should be looking out for here?
Absolutely. I don't know if it's 2018, but I do want to go on record, Andy, and say VR, right? Like VR is coming. I don't know how quickly it is coming, but I want to say this. It's so funny. You know, we started off speaking on soapboxes back in the day and having people in front of us. And it's sort of going back to them. What I mean now is, you know, we have webinars and you don't really see people's faces. And we have Facebook Live and you do see people's faces, but you can't get a sense. You can't feel the energy. You can't see the person in 3D. And so I think it's funny that we're kind of returning back to old school with new school technology, meaning like when VR comes, you're going to present and your audience is going to put on the glasses or whatever it is, the contact lenses, and they're going to get to see you and experience you and feel you, maybe not in the same way as seeing you live in person in a room, but pretty darn close. And they're going to have that experience. And so I say this now more than ever, technology is prepping us for that point. So Periscope, Snapchat, Facebook Live, all of these things, whether you're a network marketer or business owner, we want to master now so that when we're in VR or we do speak on a stage, we're already prepared. And so it's coming full circle that we have to be able to communicate not only with ourselves, but with our teams, if we build teams or with our clients or prospects. We've got to get them into action. And so that's what I see. In addition, real quick, I'll slide it in, Andy, real-time feedback. So just like Facebook Live, you can do likes and loves and comments. I think speaking, at least virtually, you'll get real-time instant feedback, and then you can pivot on your message if you're out, you know, out of alignment or the audience isn't responding.
Perfect. Wow. That's
it's coming.
We got a jam-packed session here, Dustin. I appreciate it. So what do you have coming up? Because I'd love to get people learning more about you and working with you and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think the big thing for people just getting to know us specifically, Amplify Experience is an event that we do 3 times a year. Usually 2 are in Tampa, Florida. That's where our home base is. If you're local, we're actually in Largo. So we generally do them at a hotel or in our building. And then we usually make a trip out to the West Coast. So we go to where the customers are. And so our biggest core customers and clients are on the East Coast and the West Coast. And so Amplify Experience. And so usually about every 3 to 4 months, there's an Amplify Experience, depending on when you catch us. That's the longest stretch you would have to go. And if you're interested in that, check out speakingempire.com/event, because sometimes the link changes. So that's a real easy way to find it. And so in addition to that, we always have workshops and webinars going on. You can find that at speakingempire.com.
And just the last thing here, Dustin, while I have you, is there any kind of parting thoughts and words of inspiration you could give people if they still haven't embarked on their presentation, but yet they know that that they need to do it? You know, they just have to really reach down and grab some courage and do this, because they're leaving money on the table, I would think.
Well, I have 2 things. One is just, you know, even if you're considering it, you have to be influential. You have to know how to communicate, whether you never speak, whether you hire somebody or heck, you write emails or web pages. You have to know how to communicate. And really, that's what this is about. And so check out nobspresentations.com for the book. But even more so than the book is this, you know, whatever your goal is. And so whether it's speaking, or let's say, you know, you're on here and you want to lose some weight or find the relationship of your life, whatever your goal is, this is what I want to challenge you to do. I want you to take one small action. And so maybe it is to be a better network marketer, business owner, or entrepreneur. You know, that means, you know, listening to Andy's next podcast, or going on to Google and researching something, or going to a seminar. Just one small task. It doesn't have to be big. Don't fly across the world to do something unless you want to. But just take one small activity a day, one small action a day towards your goal. And what you do is, in the course of a year, you'll have taken 365 action. Now, here's the secret. oftentimes it doesn't take you 365 days because you're building momentum, and you'll get there a whole lot quicker if you just chunk it out and just do one small action a day. So don't do what I did in school and wait till the night before. One small action a day, you'll have a whole lot less stress and you'll get there a whole lot quicker.
Dustin Matthews, awesome stuff here, Dustin. I really appreciate this. This is just phenomenal. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for listening to Audio Motivation. Join us in our membership community for even more in-depth interviews, transcripts, and bonus gifts, all designed to keep you motivated and inspired.